the issue of how to deal with transportation is like taken on many, many, many different, many people have been involved. The Grain Commission is partly involved for producer cars today. The Wheat Board has a definite role, and yes, they do own cars. There used to be something called the GTA, which they tried to coordinate the cars, but really nothing has worked. I mean, yes, the Wheat Board coordinated the business, but the service wasn't any good when they did it. So the Wheat Board will be largely removed from that role going forward, and it's going to really be commercial relationships between the remaining grain companies and the railways.
So that's how it's going to...
That's how it's going to be, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that will have some advantages, and there'll be some disadvantages, obviously.
So what do you see the advantages and the disadvantages?
Well, I think the advantages are that it was a very complex chain of events that had to occur to get a rail car with all of these different... You know, you're talking with both railways, your transportation groups, the Wheat Board. The Wheat Board's coordinating back, and it's a lot of work. You know, today we'll be able to... we're just phoning our rail guy and say, this is what we want this week. So that it's going to simplify, I think, the process, you know, quite a bit. And because we know what it is we're going to be doing, we know exactly what we're going to need for rail. And we never knew what the Wheat Board was going to do day in and day out. They knew, but we didn't know. So I think that is... I think that's going to be, I think, an advantage.
Is there a new system set up? Like, have the railways established?
No. There's not a new system per se. It's just that there'll be the Wheat Board's role in that system is going to be removed. Mm-hmm. The one thing the Wheat Board was able to do is they, because they controlled where the grain went, they did have a bit of a hammer when it came to dealing with the railways. And I think that it's questionable that we would have the same sized hammer, or any grain company would have the same sized grain hammer going forward. And I think that's, when you're negotiating with a monopoly, it's nice to have a hammer. We won't have that. Mm. Having said that, the railways are in business to make money, and they have an interest in moving our product, and they have an interest in moving it on time, because they get paid handsomely for it. So, you know, we shouldn't assume automatically that the railways are going to sort of devalue what it is they're going to do. It's just going to be different, you know. And the government of Canada is currently looking at this transportation system, and we haven't heard yet what the results of that are going to be. But obviously, the removal of the Wheat Board monopoly is going to play into, you know, how the government, mm-hmm. I'm assuming, views how the remaining businesses are going to deal with the railway.
And what's happening with the grain cars?
Well, the grain cars that are owned by the Wheat Board, I presume, will be continue to be owned by the board. I actually don't know. Hmm. There's government grain hopper cars, and I don't know who's... I guess the government continues to own those. And then there's the railway's own cars. But the reality is, it's not about the cars, it's about the power that pulls them in our system. You can have, I think the fleet today is, I'm going to say it's 20,000 cars, 10,000 approximately. You get a 50,000 cars. You don't have the power, and you don't have the crew, and you don't have the gaps through the mountains, right, because only 9 trains can go through. It's not just about car ownership. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would say is the Wheat Board cars and the government hopper cars are very, very small by today's standards. They hold, call it 87 tons a car. New cars can hold 100 tons, which means the larger the car, the more cost effective it is to move the grain over a large distance. The railways have been replacing their fleet with modern, lighter, larger hopper cars.